This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Okay, y'all. Fox News reporter Bill Malusian is now officially freaking me out. I've been documenting on this podcast what's going on at the Lukeville crossing. Lukeville didn't used to be a crossing till almost 4 months ago when the Border Patrol went out there and used a blowtorch to permanently weld open a door in the Trump bollard fence out there. You know the bollard fence? It's like straight up spikes. It's very effective. So effective, they didn't even need Border Patrol out there till they welded the fence open. And then it started. The stream of Muslim men, nearly every night, 700 to 1,000, over and over and over again, daily. It's almost as if the federal government knew they were coming and didn't want anyone to see them at the popular crossings like Eagle Pass, because they're all men and they're mainly from Muslim nations. So Bill Malusian's pretty much parked himself there at Lukeville, but he can't say we're being invaded by an all-male fighting age population of Muslim men. So he's trying to telegraph it any way he can. Here's his latest hair-raising report. There's a detail in here that shows you that clearly this Democrat-controlled regime is cooperating with the importation of what can only be described as a male Muslim army. And I say that because these folks are not randomly wandering through the desert. Instead, they're being brought, in some cases shipped and flown in, by something called the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. Now listen to Malusian's report from Friday.
Video our team shot in Arizona late yesterday afternoon. This is that Lukeville area we've been reporting from the last few weeks. More men from all around the world crossing illegally. Large numbers of men from Africa, countries like Liberia, Mali, Senegal, Guinea.
What's he trying to tell you there? If he tells you these are fighting age all-male populations that are Muslim, he's going to get absolutely brutalized by the rest of the media for telling the truth. So he's listing the countries, hoping you'll Google them. Let's take them apart. How about Mali? 95% Muslim by population. Senegal, it's 97% Muslim. Guinea is 85% Muslim. Those last three countries under Trump, you don't just get shipped into the interior. We detain you because we can't vet you because of problems with trusting your government. Now, hop, skip, and a jump, and in they go. But listen to what happened with one man from Guinea who was interviewed by Bill Malusian. Listen to what he had. He wasn't even in the country yet, but he already had a New York State ID card.
We also encountered a man from Guinea who was on the other side of the border wall and was just begging Border Patrol to please let him into the U.S. He also, for some reason, had a New York State ID card in his hand. Take a listen to this exchange.
Please, 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 my brother, please, don't let me here. Please, may Allah help you.
So you see it there. That's that New York State ID card he's holding in his hand there. We don't know much about it, if it's his or somebody else's, if it's real or fake, how he has it, why he has it. All we know is that man did later successfully cross illegally into the Lukeville area. Our Border Patrol contacts telling us that. But he was one of several men waiting near a breach in the border wall. You can see the cut in the beam right there.
You catch that one part of what he said about Allah and letting him in?
Please, may Allah help you.
Now, remember what Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb warned us about the Lukeville crossing specifically. He said they're so overwhelmed by this number of Muslim men, we can't vet them before they're released.
It's almost impossible to spot it because you have 17,500 coming in a week. In a 24-hour period, you had 10,000 people come in. I mean, the numbers are insurmountable, and there's not enough Border Patrol staff to deal with it. We actually, on Thanksgiving Day, I got a call from Border Patrol saying they had 1,000 people in Ajo. They had another 800 people out in the desert and on the reservation, and they had one Border Patrol agent for every 200 people. There's no way for them to process it. There's no way for them to catch all the blinking lights that are coming in. And then what they do is put the rest of our communities at risk across this country.
Meanwhile, we're looking at just 10 days to the Iowa caucus, y'all. And I gotta say it, there's something truly and profoundly wrong with Nikki Haley. It goes way beyond political differences. For years, Nikki Haley's been telling anyone who would listen. The first reference I could find was in Vogue in 2012 that she was inspired to run for office after going to a speech by Hillary Clinton in 2003. She said, I didn't even know if I was a Republican or a Democrat. I'd argue she still doesn't know after watching her since 2015 in South Carolina. But putting that aside, she's told us over and over how she was inspired by Hillary Clinton. She even wrote it in her own autobiography. Yet this weekend, when the Fox News host played her a clip of Ron DeSantis saying she was inspired to run for office by Hillary Clinton, she looked dead into the camera and lied.
Not Ronald Reagan, not Margaret Thatcher. She said Hillary Clinton was her inspiration for running for office. We don't need another Hillary Clinton in this country. I can tell you that.
Your response to that, Ambassador?
I never said she was an inspiration.
Wait, what was that, Nikki?
I never said she was an inspiration.
But she did, both in the Vogue interview, I'll attach the link in the sources section for this podcast, but she also wrote it in her own autobiography. She did an audio version of it, which she read. So here's Nikki Haley reading her own book. Well, I'll let her explain.
Clinton's nomination was obviously historic in that she was the first woman nominated for president by one of the major parties. I didn't know her, although I had met her several years before at a women's professional event in Greenville, South Carolina. At that event, she had inspired me to run for office and make my voice heard. And in some ways, she remained inspiring.
But again, on Fox News, without missing a beat, she looks at the camera and says,
I never said she was an inspiration.
Folks, this is a really weird election year because it normally doesn't matter if you come in second place. That's considered losing. But this year, if you come in second place and they manage to put Trump in prison before the nominating convention, all hell could break loose.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's why Jack Smith is in such a god-awful hurry to put Trump in prison before the convention this summer to tear the Republican Party to pieces. What they're basically doing here is sealing all the exits. Should the absolute worst happen, well, Nikki Haley is pretty close to a Democrat. She's a war princess who supports open borders, endless immigration with no limits. I'll do another podcast on this week. She's a perfect alternative should they lose. She's also an extremely weak candidate and easy for them to beat. Should we happen to panic by the convention over Trump perhaps being convicted? On the other hand, though, if Trump somehow escapes conviction, they've got another plan. And it was just laid out by one of J.P. Morgan Chase's strategists by the name of Michael Symbolist. He's pretty famous for his predictions. They make a lot of them this time of year, and they're famous for them because their analysis department is so darn good. I'll tell you in just a minute what they predicted about Joe Biden, because it's exactly what I've been telling you is going to happen. But first, here's why this prediction really interests me. JP Morgan Chase is headed by Jamie Dimon, the probably most coveted Democrat fundraiser there is. He bundles Wall Street checks for campaigns. He raised money for Hillary, and now he's raising money for Nikki, which is why this raised my eyes when I saw it. Michael Symbolist is predicting Joe Biden drops out of the election for health reasons and is replaced by the DNC, the Democrat National Committee. But here's the kicker. When he says Biden will drop out, after Super Tuesday. Why is that important? Because after Super Tuesday, Trump will have received enough votes to be locked in. Super Tuesday, folks, is in March. Why is that date so significant? Again, because Trump will be locked in and they want GOP voters going to the polls thinking this is an easy win. Oh, look at how badly Trump's beating Biden. But it's not a surprise that Trump is beating Biden because Biden is incredibly unpopular, the most unpopular modern president of them all. But Trump is also deeply unpopular. He'd be facing a just absolute desolation if he was running in a normal race. The only reason he looks good is he's running against Biden. Here's why. In poll after poll after poll, doesn't matter if it's Rasmussen or NBC News, Trump's unfavorables range from 52 to 56%. That's a majority. Don't like him. But it doesn't matter because they're better than Biden's at 58%. But if you put Trump up against almost any other Democrat besides Kamala Harris, and believe me, the DNC won't pick her. And no, they don't care that she's black. Trust me, their sheep will go along with whatever. They're not worried about it. You put Trump up against almost any Democrat, especially one that doesn't have a Washington, D.C. record, and Trump gets curb stomped. That's what his unfavorables tell us. Biden, in other words, is bait. And J.P. Morgan Chase confirms it. But if you look, as I've told you before, at the polling, deep inside the internals of these polls that we keep seeing with Trump beating Biden, there's almost always this question. The media never talks about it. I just go right into the polls now. I click and go in. What happens if Trump's convicted? Biden wins by anywhere from 6 to 10 points. One poll put it as high as 12. And again, the media doesn't publicize this. Now, what happens when you take somebody who's already as deeply unpopular as Trump with at least 52% unfavorable rate, in other words, majority unfavorable rate, you convict him and you run him against the Democrat, virtually any Democrat, because your average Democrat's going to have unfavorable somewhere in the mid to high 30s range. Absolute landslide for the Democrats. No questions asked. But they don't want us to figure this out until after Super Tuesday. Now, for those of you who are saying to yourself, well, but Biden's not going to drop out, Biden didn't have a choice. We've documented on this show the level of compromise that the deep state has on him. I mean, after all, they've got Hunter Biden's laptop. They've got all the transactions. Think NSA. They can decimate Biden anytime they want to. Understand, they have total control over him. And he tells us that all the time. He says he's been told to go here, told to say that, told to do that. They tell me that, yes, of course they tell him. He knows his presidency is not his own, and he won't get to make that choice about whether he gets to stay in or not. They're going to make it, but they're also going to control the time of it. And if they have to push him out, they will. They can just release all this stuff. Heck, just the 150 SAR reports from the banks that indicate mass money laundering and human trafficking by the Biden family, the ones at the Treasury, that alone would do it. All you got to do is release it. Biden has no control over his future. He serves at the pleasure of the leaders of the Democrat Party, the real leaders. And that's exactly what just got confirmed by JP Morgan Chase. Again, this is a quadruple redundant system. If Donald Trump manages to escape prosecution in federal court, Fannie Willis is waiting for him in state court in Georgia. And they're also waiting for him in state court in New York. If Donald Trump somehow beats all of that, they'll replace Joe Biden on the ballot. But if somehow the Democrat gets beat, well, controlled opposition, Nikki Haley, border stays open, not much changes. It's a quadruple redundant system. Like I said, the exits are sealed. This is their plan. I'm not forecasting, you understand, that it's going to work. I don't know what'll happen. But I am telling you with absolute certainty, this is what they're planning. And this is why I've been screaming into the wind about Nikki Haley. And Nikki Haley is a really weird sort of situation. Normally, if it came out that multiple Democrat fundraisers were fundraising for you, including Hillary Clinton's chief fundraiser, head fundraiser, Jamie Dimon, you'd be done. But nobody's paying any attention to Nikki Haley because they're just not interested. They figured it's settled and Trump's going to be the nominee. He will, at least for now. I mean, he most certainly will win. But that's not their only plan. Again, should Republicans panic, they want to make sure the Democrats do that Nikki Haley is the solid second place so that the party has no choice but to replace him with her. But the problem is no one's paying attention to her right now. They're missing the lies. They're missing the gaffes. They're missing this bizarre situation she just did over the weekend when she announced that she would change personalities after Iowa, which is very conservative, heading into New Hampshire, where the Republicans are very liberal.
But look, the structure of it is really pretty amazing. That Iowa starts it, you change personalities, you go into New Hampshire, and they continue it on. And by the time it gets to South Carolina, it gets bigger going into Super Tuesday.
So I guess you change personalities, tell a whole new set of lies, and off you go. Again, in a normal Republican primary, she wouldn't survive stuff like this. Poor like this. Look, when your key fundraisers, Reid Hoffman, Jamie Dimon, Larry Fink, BlackRock CEO, chairman and head of the World Economic Forum board, when those are your fundraisers, you can't say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to pardon Hunter Biden, because of course you're going to pardon Hunter Biden. So she gets asked, is she going to pardon Hunter Biden? Look, folks, the answer of a sane candidate who's not pre-owned by our enemies is no. I'm going to abide by whatever the jury decides. Easy. She won't do it, though. She's asked no less than two times if she'll pardon Hunter Biden. She won't answer the question. That's because if her Democrat donors tell her to, you better believe she'll pardon Hunter Biden.
What about Hunter Biden, the president's kid? If he were convicted, would you pardon him?
I'm not going to get into whether we pardon Hunter Biden or not. Let's wait and see what the charges are. But at this point, you have to go and look at every case individually.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.